Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We praise God for Pastor Mom this morning. We thank you for that strength that the Lord is giving to her.
Amen.
She can do all things through Christ who gives her strength. Glory to God, and we all can. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. So on our 31st anniversary, we are so blessed this morning. Hallelujah. We have our founding pastor, Pastor Helen Price, here with us.
Glory to God.
Amen. We have her daughters with us. Amen. Arthur Amber. And a facilitator to Joy Price.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are just blessed, and we just thankful for all of you who are on the line with us today. Amen. Whether you're listening today or whether you will listen in the future, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. I was saying that this is our 31st church anniversary. Praise God. We had a big celebration scheduled for last year, which was our 30th, which was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what happened in 2020. Everything was put aside, postponed, you know, and all of that as the world kind of stood still for a little while. And so here we are again in 2021. And this morning we're going to take some time and celebrate our 31st anniversary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So first we're going to go ahead and start off with our scripture. And this morning we're going to read Psalm 95 verses 1 through 6. We'll read it together. And then we'll go on to our Psalm 34 verses 1 through 3. We still want to tell God who he is to
us. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We still want to do that this morning. And so, hallelujah. And we'll get to our time of celebration. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to sing some songs this morning. We've been singing some songs for years. And a lot of times, you know, during the pandemic, we were singing songs. We played songs. We're going to sing today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In honor of this anniversary. So let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to take out some time magnifying the Lord this morning. Glory to God. We're just going to magnify him and tell him who he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We're going to go around the room first, and then we'll open up the line. Pastor Mom, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Ooh, that was nice and strong. The Lord is my provider. Amen. Arthur Amber?
The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Pastor.
That was what I was going to say. The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's our joy? Amen. She'll be back in. Hallelujah. Amen. And that bears repeating. If anybody wants to say the Lord is my strength and he is, good. Go right ahead and say it. Okay? The Lord is King of Kings. Amen. You might not have heard it. She got her mask on. Amen. The Lord is King of Kings. Hallelujah. So, amen. And I want to say, praise God. The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I could say a whole, we could all say a whole lot, couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
Amen, because he surely is all of this. So we'll open the line for Minister Rachel and her family.
The The Lord is my keeper and all in all and our protector.
Amen. Our keeper, all in all, protector. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank
you. Right in here, I felt weak for a couple of days, but he gave me strength. I can say that because you said, he's been your strength. Yes, he has been my strength, holding me up.
Hallelujah.
Because the enemy been trying to use my kids in certain different ways, but God, I thank you for just strengthening me through everything.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Rachel and family. Amen. Okay, Sister Debbie, praise God. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Yes, the Lord is my healer.
The Lord is my healer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Pastor Mark, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen. The Lord is my keeper. Hallelujah. Make me want to sing. The Lord is my keeper. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Sister Carrie.
The Lord is my strength.
Amen. There's that strength again. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Carrie. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we're going to go down our list and just repeat after me and hallelujah. And we're just going to tell God some more of who he is. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are our strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our judge.
You are the Lord our judge.
You are the Lord my
You are the Lord my life.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Monica, I think this is you. Tell us who the Lord is to you. Is that you, Sister Monica?
He is my healer. Hey, good morning. Yeah.
Hey, Amen. Good morning. Yes, he is your healer. He's our healer, I tell you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good to hear you this morning. Praise God. Good to hear all of you this morning. Amen. Once again, just want to let everyone know, yes, this is our 31st church anniversary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here with us today. We're going to say a declaration, at least one declaration this morning, and the Lord has said to add a little something to this declaration.
Thank you,
and it has been confirmed. We need to add this to it. Amen. But first of all, Job 20, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So we're going to, and when we declare and decree these declarations this morning, we're going to see things being established. And I see it already. I see it. Things being established, light shining. Darkness can't do nothing with the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, the grass faded. The grass is back, y'all. Mm-hmm. Amen. But it's going to fade again. It's going to wither again.
Yeah.
The flowers, amen. Hallelujah. That little peace lily is still up there. It's green. Can you see that?
Yes. I
sure That's can. Been there for like a couple of months now. But after a while, it's going to fade, y'all. But hallelujah, the word of our God stands forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to say at least one declaration this morning. So repeat after me. Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore
I forbid
any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body
functions in the perfection
that God created it to function.
And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. That came from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Psalms 131, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. So the Lord said, add allergies and allergic reactions.
Amen.
Because so many people are going through allergies and allergic reactions.
Yes.
Amen. And he'll take care of it. We say, Lord, let those words be established.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You died even for allergies and allergic reactions in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to go through our time of praise and worship. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we're known for singing certain songs. We were in the chapel for about 8 or 9 years. Before the pandemic, and there were songs that we sang, and I'm telling you, they were beloved songs. So we're going to sing some of those songs a cappella today. Hopefully you can, these songs, and you can just come on in with us. Amen. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome.
Hallelujah.
And we have come into His house. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit,
Thou art welcome in this
omnipotent Father, mercy and grace.
Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace.
Thou art welcome.
Thou art welcome in this place.
We're going to sing it again. And when you sing it, think about not just the place you're in, like your home that you're in right now, but in this place in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Omnipotent Father, mercy and grace.
Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace.
Thou art welcome.
Thou art welcome in this place.
Hallelujah. Sing, Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom over there, sing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
We have come into his house.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
We have come.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord.
Worship him. Christ our Lord.
Christ our Lord.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him.
One more time, so forget.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ. Our Lord,
worship him.
Worship him, Christ, our Lord.
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name.
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him.
Let us lift.
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord.
Worship him.
Worship him. Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one from everlasting. You are Lord. Hallelujah. There is none before you. There's none above you. Hallelujah. You are the greatest one in the name of Jesus. And we love you today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for moving by your Spirit in this place, in our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name. And we thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that you have made.
Yes, Lord God.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
This is a day. Woo, this is a day that the Lord has made. The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Now, catch this.
I make a choice to rejoice. I make a choice to rejoice. For he has made me glad. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. For those who just joined us, we are celebrating the East St. Louis Christian Center Church 31st Church Anniversary. Hallelujah. So we're singing some songs. Sometimes we play music, you know, somebody else singing. Well, we're making a joyful noise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Ourselves just, and hallelujah, I just feel the presence
of
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So this is one of the songs that has blessed us over the years.
Yes.
All these songs have blessed us over the years. And this is Spring Up, Oh Well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I keep thinking about Miss, there was a lady who was here. She's gone home to be with the Lord, Miss Jones. Oh, she loved this song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's sing. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Make the lame to walk. Make the lame to walk. And the blind to see. Opens prison doors. Opens prison doors. Sets the captives free. I got a river. I've got a river of life flowing out. Spring up, oh well, up, oh well, within my soul. Within my soul. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. And make me whole.
And make me whole.
Bring up and give to me, and give to me that life abundantly, that life abundantly. Let's repeat that. I've got a river. I've got a river of life flowing out of
Makes a lane to walk.
Makes a lane to walk and the blind to see.
Opens prison doors.
Opens prison doors. Sets the captives free.
I've got a river.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up, oh well.
Within my soul,
within my soul. Spring up, oh well.
Spring up, oh well.
And make me whole.
And make me whole.
Bring up a well.
Bring up a well.
And give to me.
And give to me.
That life abundantly.
That life abundantly.
I've got love overflowing.
I've got love overflowing. I've got love overflowing. I've got love
in my soul, in my soul. Repeat it.
I've got love overflowing. I've got love overflowing. I've got love overflowing in my soul.
I've got joy like a fountain.
I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
I've got peace like a river.
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Back from the beginning. I've got a river of life.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Oh, I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up, oh well. Last time,
within my soul. Spring up, oh well. And make me whole. Spring up, oh well. And give to me that life, that life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I don't know who it was, but I saw somebody throwing their head back and singing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we're going to end today our praise and worship time with Pastor Mom's favorite song. I love you, Lord, today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
I love you. I love you, Lord, today.
Because you cared for me.
Because you cared for me.
In such a special way.
In such a special way.
That's why I praise you.
Why I
I lift you up.
I lift you
I
up.
I magnify your
and
name.
I magnify your name.
That's why my heart.
That's why my heart
is filled with praise.
With praise.
My heart, my mind, my soul, my
heart,
my mind,
my soul
belongs to you. To you, you paid the price for me.
You paid the price
way back on Calvary.
Way back on
Calvary. That's why I praise you.
That's why I praise you.
I lift you up. I magnify your name.
I lift you up. And I magnify your name.
That's why my heart.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
We're gonna do that last part again. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you.
My soul belongs to you.
You paid the price for me.
You paid the price
way
for
back
me.
On Calvary.
Way back on Calvary,
and
that's why I praise you. I lift you up, and I magnify your name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, he did do it for us.
Yes,
he did it way back on Calvary.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name,
Glory to your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. From everlasting to everlasting,
yes.
You and you alone are Lord.
You are Lord and your God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Thank
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy
Amen.
Name. Bless your holy name.
Well, at this time, even before we go into our giving time, we're going to talk about our 31st anniversary. Hallelujah. This is such a blessing, but to be here 31 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, the Lord has brought us through.
Amen.
And Pastor Price is going to talk about the different things that have happened over the years. But first, we're going to have our author, Amber, to give, to just read our church history. Okay.
Praise God. Hello to everyone. Happy anniversary to Pastor Mom McCoy, my grandmother, Apostle Barbara Kinsey, my aunt, and the founding pastor, Helen Price, my mom. I will be reading the church history of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We celebrate today the 31st anniversary of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We also celebrate in honor Pastor Willie B. McCoy, affectionately known as Pastor Mom McCoy. Mom McCoy as the senior pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. She's 88 years young and proves that God has no limit when it comes to the age of those he calls and uses in ministry.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
East St. Louis Christian Center Church began and was incorporated in April of 1990. Pastor Helen Price, Pastor Mom's daughter, was the founding pastor. Although Pastor Price was living in Los Angeles, California, and was the pastor of another church there, she heard the call from God in 1989 to go and begin the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. The founding members of the church were Pastor Mom McCoy, Pastor Price, Joy Price, Minister Janet Duke, Minister Tamiko Salone, Sister Carmel Jinks, Sister Michelle Davis Garrett, and within the first few weeks, Herbert McCoy Sr., my grandfather, joined also.
Woo!
Solid. I was good.
Solid.
The first service of the church was at Pastor Miles McCoy's house at 825 Convert. The church vision, mission, and charge from the Lord was to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, to be a birthing center for ones to receive Jesus Christ, make disciples, and to be a teaching and training center for those disciples of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For one to be baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Within 2 weeks of its establishment, God blessed the church to begin to have services in the glass room of the Clyde C. Jordan Senior Citizen Building. This was a blessed miracle from God. These were very special days for this new ministry. Pastor Mom McCoy knew that she was called to the ministry, and God revealed a special dream where she was presented with several gift boxes, one inside of the other.
Hallelujah.
She was licensed and ordained to the gospel ministry and was installed as a pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church in 1997. She has been the faithful pastor of this church for the last 24 years.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Mom McCoy became pastor, she was assisted in ministry by Sister Bernice Hamilton and Sister Savannah Stark. She tells the story of how she got on her knees and asked God to send her help within the church. And on that same day, God sent Brother William Yago, also known as Brother Swing, to help in the work of the ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
He was an excellent minister and teacher in the Word of God and served in the ministry at East St. Louis Christian Center Church until he went to be with the Lord. When Pastor Mom McCoy relocated to St. Louis, Missouri from East St. Louis, Illinois, she continued to have services in her apartment. In 2009, 12 years ago, she went through some serious health challenges. Apostle Barbara Pizzi, Pastor Mom's daughter, came from New Jersey.
Yay!
She came from New Jersey to help take care of her personally. In addition, Apostle Barbara was called by God to walk alongside of Pastor Mom and greatly assist in the work of the ministry at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Apostle Barbara Kinsey became the apostolic pastor of the church. Late, woo!
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Laying the foundation of Jesus Christ and his word in the lives of many people and revamping so many areas in the church. It was during this period in 2013 that East St. Louis Christian Center Church found its new home in a chapel of the Heritage House, where many of the residents come as well from other places. We greatly honor Apostle Barbara Kinsey and thank her for her service as unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Kinsey. Glory to God.
For many years, Brother Roy Cleary has been a faithful deacon, faithfully assisting in the work of this ministry. We thank God for his service. Evangelist Laverne Richardson is another faithful anointed minister of the gospel who started preaching on the first Sunday of each month of East St. Louis Christian Center Church in 2017. We thank God for her as well. Once again, we celebrate today the 31st anniversary of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We also celebrate and honor Pastor Willie B. McCoy as the senior pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church and Apostle Barbara Kinsey as the apostolic pastor. Lastly, we also celebrate and honor Pastor Helen Price.
Glory, glory.
Not only as our family pastor of the church, but we celebrate today Pastor Price's 41st year of ministry.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord.
We all want to thank each one of you for celebrating with us today, and God bless you.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And now we're going to open up the floor for Pastor Price to just share whatever the Lord has on our heart about all of these wonderful years of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We want to just thank God for Amber today, and thank you for
good
leading
job.
The church, sister. You did a great job, Amber.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And I just want to thank, first of all, give honor and glory and praises to you, Lord God, for your good and goodness to us, Lord God. Lord God, as always, because you gave us the very best that you had to give, which is your precious, darling son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you again for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion and our friend. And then we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you didn't leave us defenseless or orphaned, but you sent us your precious Holy Spirit to be the one who helps us. So today we honor you, precious Holy Spirit. We honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We know that you are one. You're El Shaddai, God Almighty. And I just want to honor you as we come today. I want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in these last 31 years, Lord God, here at East St. Louis Christian Center. We thank God for you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
We thank God for the diligent
Hallelujah.
Service that you have shown it unto the Lord. Pastor Mom, I can remember when you've gone through different things in your life, Pastor Mom. And yet you have you've gone through different things in your life, and yet you remain faithful unto God. We just appreciate you. Let's give the Lord another just a hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
thank God for you, because I just remember as I'm going through the time that I remember Pastor Mom wanted to come alongside and help in the ministry, and the first thing she did was she wanted to go by her former church. She belonged to Greater New Hope Baptist Church where we were raised as children, and she wanted to go by and leave her tithes and her free will offering. We thank God for Pastor, you Pastor Mom.
Amen. Order.
Our order. Wasn't
yes.
that something?
Yes.
And she was faithful. And when the time came to turn the church over in that year of 1997, that the Lord had, she accepted the charge because God had already shown her all the gifts that were in her life. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, for your diligence. You've taught us some things.
Yes.
You've taught us some things over about faithfulness and diligence.
Hallelujah.
And love and kindness so much. So we thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I give glory to you and love you and thank you. And then I want to before I go to Apostle, I always want to come back to Joy, because Joy was one of the very founding members.
Amen.
And the reason I'm going to Joy right now is because I remember we had one church anniversary. I think it might have been our first or second year anniversary. And we were giving out trophies and plaques and everything. And she was just a little girl then. So we got in the car coming home. I'll never forget that. Never forget. She looked up at me. She said, Mama, I'm a member too. I've been here all the time. And I said, baby, yes, you have. So I just thank God for you, Joy. I thank God for yes. all of the due diligence over the years, not only here in East St. Louis, but even as you help with the other churches in Los Angeles and the church in Memphis, Tennessee, that we are now presently at Memphis Covenant Faith. So I thank God for you, and I honor the Holy Ghost in you and in Amber and your due diligence. It is a wonderful thing when you see God work and move in your children's life without you having to pull teeth or try to
yes.
get them. I know that that's God when that happens. So I thank God
right.
for my daughters
right.
who have assisted in the work of the ministry. And even though my precious husband Joe is in safely and securely in the arms of the Lord, I thank him for even allowing us to be able to go, because I was going between East St. Louis Christian Center. I stayed 3 months. I remember when the Lord told me he said in 1989, he said, somebody is praying for you to come to East St. Louis to start a church. And I said, yes? He said, yes. He said, I want you to go back there, and I want you to stay 3 months. I said, yeah? Now, he told me that in the privacy of my bedroom at home in Los Angeles. My husband came home, and my husband said, one of his friends, his name is Orange Porter, he said, Orange said, your wife is getting ready to go out of town, and she is going to be gone for 3 months. I said, what? I know nobody knew that, because I had not even said it to Joe yet. So it was nobody but God. And then once I arrived here, I'm not going to be too long, once I arrived here in the St. Louis area, in East St. Louis area, I was asked to go on a shopping expedition with the Christian Women of the New Way. They were going down to, is that Clark's, where they go get the shopping, where they have all the you know, those discount stores. Mm-hmm. And they had a bus that they had chartered. And so me and Mom were sitting next to each other, sitting by the window. And a lady come and plopped down on my lap with her legs on Mama's lap. And she looked at me, and she said to me, I pray that God would send you here. I found out that she was the one who had prayed
wow.
that God would send me here to East St. Louis to begin East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we thank God. One more quick thing. When we got here, we started one. We had already begun a church in Los Angeles, and it started in the home. And I realized that being in the home was fine. It's fun because all of us are in the home now. But then it got so dead, people didn't want to go home afterwards. And I was fixing dinner every Sunday. You didn't mind doing that, but I was saying, Lord, I didn't want that kind of thing on my mom for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we were praying, Lord, let us be out of the home. We were only one Sunday in Pastor Mom's home. The Lord told me to call down to the city of East St. Louis. And he said, call down there and ask, can we use the senior citizen facility? and it's a big, beautiful facility in East St. Louis, and that there's a glass room there, and it was covered on all sides by glass. And I asked the man, I said, the man that I talked to, I said, mate, well, could we please use that room, and could you tell me how much it would cost? And the man looked at me, and somebody may say 31 years ago, high, but it wasn't high. There were people paying much, much more than that. He said, is $25 a week too much? $25. There were people paying favor of God. There were people paying $200, $300 for those rooms in the senior citizen building. Later on, we moved to a larger room, and I think that room, Mama, was about $200 or $300, and they gave it to Mom for, I think, $50 then. At that time, Mom, she found such favor with them. And then we thank God for what has gone on here in the Heritage House. How the Lord sent Apostle Barbara Kazee. I mean, a woman of excellence, a woman anointed. And I'm not just saying it because I'm a sister. I was here with Pastor Mom all this week, and my daughters were here with Pastor Mom. When Apostle Kazee arrived back yesterday from out of town with a much-needed rest and vacation, when she arrived back in the house, the atmosphere shifted in the home. The atmosphere shifted to such a place that the anointing, the presence of God, I could tell the difference when she came back into this house. Even looked like in my prayer time as I interceded, it was such an anointing. Oh, Rabbi Sia, he conquered the whole shata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we're crying now, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Apostle Kinsey, we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for the service. And his very best for us. He gave his only begotten son, but he's done his best for you. Spirit of excellence, spirit of grace. It takes three people to do what you're doing right here, right now. And even all of the services that God has you doing on Get 'em Radio, God in the Mist Radio, it has been such a great blessing. We honor you. We thank you for your service as unto the Lord. We thank you so much. We thank God for you. And we praise God for the anointing. And I want to say to you all, I want you to keep looking out for Apostle Kizzy. Watch and see. She's not just an international. I mean, not just a national person. I have seen that she's international, that God is going to use Apostle Kizzy in a tremendous and in a mighty way. I plead the blood of Jesus around it.
Thank you,
so I just wanted to thank God for you. Let's give the Lord a great big
thank you, Lord.
For Apostle Kizzy. Glory to God. And even one giving us a standing ovation. Hallelujah. So we love you. We thank God. So we thank God for these 31 years. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for what you have done.
Yes.
Lord God, how could
thank you, Lord. And
this is the last thing I'll say, Pastor Mom, so we can go on with the service. Somebody said to me a long time ago, they said, you know, you're just here and there, and you're there and there. I said, you know what? I said, no, I'm not. I said, when I'm there, I'm there. When I'm here, I'm here. I said, but the Lord taught me one word during that time, which was grace. He said, it is my grace that is upon your life. How could you be pastoring and be in Los Angeles and yet be here and pastoring? God did supernatural things for us.
Yes.
Supernatural. The favor of God was upon us for what God called us to do. So I thank God for you again, Pastor Mom. We honor you. We salute you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We salute every one of the members who are members of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Those of you that are the members here, we salute and honor you. And those who come on and come and support this ministry, we thank God again for Apostle Kizzy. We thank God for Joy and for Amber and for all the ones that are members here at East St. Louis Christian Center. And we glorify and magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Mom, did you
want to
say anything?
I just say it's wonderful. And just serving with the Lord.
Amen.
A wonderful time.
Amen.
With the Lord.
And I think about back in 2013 when Apostle Davis, after you had preached downstairs in the chapel, and she gave you that word, Amen.
And what was that word?
Well, we had been having, at that time, well, when I got here from 2009 to 2013, we'd been having church in the apartment. And people would come in, a few people would come in to the apartment. And Apostle David says, you need to bring this down. The Lord is saying you need to bring this into the chapel. And then it made the church more available to the people who are in the building. And Mom heard that word, and she jumped on it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the time that we spent in the chapel downstairs with the people who were here, the church began to grow. People were so blessed. People would bring their grandchildren in, and the grandchildren would get saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was a beautiful time down there. Now, since the pandemic, we're not able to have it there, but God is doing something that he's doing.
Amen.
In this 30th and 31st year, he's doing what he's doing. And I'm glad to be here.
Hallelujah.
I am glad to be here. Amen. And I keep thinking of the word, be faithful with a few things, He'll make you ruler over much. So, I mean, over these past 31 years, East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been faithful.
Hallelujah.
With a few things.
Hallelujah.
Whoever God sent. But it's amazing to me that when I look back at the people who were licensed and ordained,
yes,
through the East St. Louis Christian Center Church,
yes,
who walked, with the church for a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they were supposed to stay here.
Yes.
This is the kind of church, and we had to realize it, as being leadership here, that this wasn't the church that people were going to hang under all the time. Leaders came here to get to their destiny.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they have been. I look at the people who have come through here, and they are absolute leaders, but mainly they are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I mean, they learned how to walk in the things of God and just went on with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hey, and I'm one of them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I could keep talking, but the first time that I ministered the word was at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church.
Hallelujah.
And that was back in 1991.
Hallelujah.
I got baptized with the Holy Ghost on June 9th, 1991. And then that fall, Pastor Mom said, why don't you come here and speak at the church? And I was like, me?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to remember if I had been called yet. But it was like, me? Now, I think I got called just before I came here, called as a prophet. And then came here and spoke about was my testimony.
Hallelujah.
Of being filled with the Holy Spirit, and I spoke about how the Lord was training me. And the way he was training me is in the swimming pool. And he was saying, and the Lord was saying, come out into the deep.
Hey.
And so, that summer, after June 9th, 1991, then that summer, July, August, and all that, he was training me to not fear going out into the deep. And he kept saying, come on out into the deep. I had never swam in the deep in the pool. And he had me to go over there. It's a story I'll tell some other time, too. But he called me right out into the deep.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And this church embraced me. Hallelujah. Amen.
So this is actually your 31st year in ministry.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, 30th. If it's 1991, it's your 30th year in ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Didn't even think about that.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Because that, I think I was licensed in 1991, and I was ordained through Pastor Price in California, 8/2/92.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Called in 1991. This is your 30th year in ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You know, and some people might have thought, oh, she's just ordaining you because, or licensing you because she your mama, she your sister. Mm-hmm. But God, this is all God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
If it was just through, if it was just a family affair, I would have been gone a long time.
Amen. Amen. God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God. We praise Him. Hallelujah. It's good to look back and see what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Look
yes.
what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Ensure that you are tithing, and you are offering during this time and at all times. So you're ready for whatever God is doing. Amen. And even for those of you, we've talked about the new investment opportunities with cryptocurrency. We've talked about that too. Only do it if the Lord leads you to do it. Amen, because it's a roller coaster ride. Amen. So if he's telling you to do it, do it. If he's not telling you to do it, walk on by. Amen. Now we're going to pray our prayer for finances. This has just been such a blessing to me to pray this. So let's repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all you give me.
And walk.
In total agreement.
As to how. It is to be dispersed.
I pray.
That I will learn.
To live free.
Of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Show me.
How I can help.
Increase my finances.
And not decrease them.
Unwisely.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray.
That I will find.
It easy.
To give to you.
And to others.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
I pray that I will find.
The perfect balance.
Between spending.
Needlessly.
And being miserly. May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
And what I have.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
About finances.
But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that
as I do.
I will have all.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have seen so much of that come to pass. Amen. And if it looked like some money's been lost, I'm like, okay, Lord, we declared and decreed it. We prayed it already. This money will not be lost or stolen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give by sending on Cash App to $ESLCC for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. And if you're giving for our anniversary today, you can say that. If you want a certain amount to go to Pastor Price, a certain amount to go to Pastor Mom or Joy or Amber or myself, just put that in your comments on your Cash App. Amen. And so ESLCCC via Cash App. You can also give at the door if you live in the Heritage House. We're at 2E. And also you can give by mail. And you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. Well, of course, it stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we're at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray over the finances now. We pray over your tithes and your offering. Amen. Okay. Oh, all right. We'll have Author Amber to pray over the offering today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. She wasn't born when we started, but she caught up, though.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings over this offering day. I ask you to bless those who gave and those who wanted to give. I ask you to bless the things that money cannot buy, like healing, health, and wholeness. And bless us even the more. We receive this through true investments. It's truly abundantly blessed, more than we can ask for anything. Father God, we name our seeds, Lord God. We pray that these seeds rise up where we need the most, Lord God, and with our heart's desires. Father God, I pray to bless every single one of you. Let this be an act of faith that will rise up in ways that will bless our hearts, Lord God,
hallelujah,
and bless our lives. And we thank you, Lord, today. We pray, and we ask your blessings over our offering, and let it be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we, just before we go into the word from the Lord, because there is a word from the Lord today.
Amen.
Let's just sing together, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, you've been so good. Yes, you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All that I'm on this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
31 years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord God.
Bless your
Hallelujah.
Name.
Let's pray as we go into the word today. Lord, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious One. You are the true and living One.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You said if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst, and you are here today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for touching each and every one of us as we hear this word today.
Yes.
Let the word just go deep into our hearts.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Stir up the word that we have in our heart, Lord.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And ignite.
Yes, Lord.
Ignite, hallelujah, your word even the more all over us and through us.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Give you praise for it even in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God for this word. This is it was an interesting word, the way that it came to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be walking around the house, and he would give me another part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he write it down. Okay, wrote it down, and then I'd go and do something else. And at different times he would say something about this word. Well, I wanted to say too that it was confirmed too as I went to we went to Branson.
Hallelujah.
It's in Missouri, for those who don't live around this area. In Branson they have a place called Sight and Sound. They also have Sight and Sound in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And I found out about it in Pennsylvania, and then when I knew that it was here in Missouri, now that I live here, I've been wanting to go there for the past, 10 years.
Okay.
And I wanted to go in Pennsylvania, because that was close to New Jersey, but never made it there. And Sight and Sound is a Christian, it's like a elaborate Christian play. They have elaborate Christian plays there. Some of them are Moses, Samson, Jonah. And so they have these beautiful, elaborate plays like you would see on Broadway, even more, I think. And so this time the play was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it went over the life, you know, a portion of the life of Jesus. It was so beautiful. And, you know, when they got to the place where they were, the winds and the waves were blowing, I don't know how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like the winds and the waves were blowing.
Hallelujah.
And the ship was moving up and down and Jesus was walking on the water. It looked like it was actually happening.
Oh,
so it was beautiful. And I just couldn't help but think about the word that the Lord gave to me. So let's look in your Bibles, Luke 22, verses 42 and 43. Amen. Luke 22, verses 42 and 43. And probably most of you know this scripture. You've heard it, especially the season that we've just come through with Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. You probably read through this. Luke 22, 42 and 43. Praise God. And as you're looking that up, I wanted to say is I went to the play myself and my sister, Pastor Catherine, and we were so touched by it. When it came to the part where Jesus was on the cross,
yeah.
People were weeping.
Yeah.
You could hear people all over the place. I mean, not a little bit, but boo-hoo, sobbing.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. And even as he was on the cross, as I saw him on the cross in that play, my heart was touched too.
Hallelujah.
And I began to just talk to him in my heart and just pour out my heart to him. And after it was over, I believe that there was an impartation of compassion.
Hallelujah.
And mercy, because after that, I looked at the people who were there. It's like I didn't hardly see them. I saw them, but I didn't really see them. But the people who were in wheelchairs, walkers, and all of that, I felt the compassion of the Lord reaching out to them for healing them.
Hallelujah.
And I was still sitting down. I hadn't gotten up. And there was a man who passed me. He was on a walker, and he was barely moving. And the Lord said, pray for him to be healed.
Hallelujah.
And he was telling me that he had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And I just said, by the Spirit of the Lord, you know, that the Lord can heal Parkinson's too. You know, I didn't touch him, you know, and lay hands on him or anything, but I just put my hand towards him and just prayed briefly as he was going down the aisle. And he was like, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You know, and there were so many, and I want to just grab them all and just pray for them all. And as I got up out of that chair and started trying to walk down the aisle, I started just crying.
Thank you, Lord.
As in the Spirit, and just I could hardly walk down the aisle because I was just crying so much. I had to hold on to a chair to keep from falling on the ground, on the floor. And you know, and I know God did something. He did something in me.
Thank you, Father.
And I know he did something, you know, in the people that were around as well.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to all that's going to be revealed from that. Now, the man that I prayed for, the people I prayed for several people
yes.
on the way out of there. And I may never see him again on this in this world.
Yes.
But the word says signs and wonders following.
Amen.
And
amen.
I believe that that's what happened.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So 2:43, young ladies, you got that, Minister Joy? Okay, because we haven't heard from you much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. You want to get close to the microphone here? Oh, you read loud. Go ahead. Luke 22, verses 42 and 43. While she's doing that, I see some new, more people came on the line today. Thank you all for coming on. We are celebrating our 31st church anniversary, and we just had a good time earlier talking about the church and all that God has done. If you'd like to hear that again, you can always Google or Bing or whatever search engine, Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. It was such a blessing. Amen. And I found out when I Google it, they show the last five broadcasts. And so that makes it easy to go there. Amen. You ready? Okay. Go ahead. Nice and loud.
For you to saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So our subject today is permission is powerful.
Hey, hallelujah.
Permission is powerful, and specifically your permission is very powerful. Permission, other words for permission is authorization, consent, authority. You sanction something when you give your permission. Amen. I'm going to go back. You authorize things when you give your permission.
Mm-hmm.
You give consent when you give your permission. Your permission is powerful. It doesn't have authorization until you give it authorization.
Hallelujah.
By your permission. It doesn't have permission until you give it your consent. It doesn't have permission until you give it your authority.
Hallelujah.
It does not have permission until you give it license. It doesn't have permission until you give your agreement on it.
Wow.
It does not have permission. And now, even with Jesus in this, he said, Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. He said, nevertheless,
hallelujah,
not my will, but thine be done. Amen. So what Jesus did by his will, he ignited his permission.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
To the Father. He didn't have to. He had a choice. He had a choice. He really did sincerely have a choice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he chose to use his will, permission to the Father.
Yes.
It says, not my will, but yours be done.
Hallelujah.
So he chose to be in agreement with what the Lord, with what the Father God was doing.
Yeah.
And he gave him the authorization, the authority to do what he needed to do for
us.
So that our sins would be forgiven.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. So our will activates our permission. Say that with me. Our will activates our permission.
Our permission.
Hallelujah. That's deep.
Hey, that is deep.
It is. It really is. Because, and we'll talk along the way. We're going to do this next week. This is basically the introduction. But I'm telling you, our will gives authorization, consent, authority, agreement. So many things, and it can do it in so many ways. The Lord was just showing me so many ways we give our authority away. We give our permission.
Yeah.
We give consent in so many different ways.
Wow.
Amen. So Jesus gave the Father his permission, his agreement to do all that was necessary to free us from the bondage of sin.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look back at the first Adam. Hold on. I want to go back a second. I'm going too fast here. In Luke 22 and 43,
mm-hmm.
it says, after Jesus gave his permission, after he was in agreement with the Lord,
yes.
authorized everything, authority, that's when the angel appeared unto him from heaven and strengthened him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So your authority, your agreement with God is so important that the angels show up. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The angels will show up, and they'll give you strength right away.
Hallelujah.
Right away. It's like the Lord's like, hey, they're in agreement with me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They done touched in agreement with me. They've given permission. Angels, y'all go on down there and give them some strength now so they can go ahead and do it. Amen. Amen. So your permission is powerful.
Hallelujah.
It is so powerful. Hallelujah. And it's your will that activates your permission. Now let's go back in time with Adam and Eve when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
And that what they did, they made a decision which went against the will of God. They gave permission, authorization, authority to the enemy.
Wow.
Amen. They gave that permission. Repeat after me. My permission is powerful.
Is powerful.
Hallelujah. And with that permission that was given, they be and what it caused is for us. Even all of us, mankind,
their permission
had a ripple effect.
Yes, it did.
On mankind.
Yes, it
that
did.
Permission flowed through them to mankind, to every person. I'll say this. Our permission, what we give permission to, flows through our generations too.
Jesus.
What we give permission to, if we make a decision to follow God
mm-hmm.
and to walk with God, to be in agreement with God, his word, his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan, that's going to flow through our children
mm-hmm.
and our children's children. Hallelujah. That will flow through. Now, can they get past that and it not flow? Yes, it can.
Amen.
Yes, they can.
Amen.
Amen. Tell you, when Adam and Eve did this, it flowed through.
Jesus.
And that permission flowed through them to mankind, to every person, whether they know it or not.
Mm.
And the disobedient permission switch was on.
Wow.
It's on. It's set and on. And, you know, and when you think about that, the Bible says that we are shaped in sin and born in iniquity. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came, that gave us the ability to flip the switch.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you caused us.
That you caused
to
us.
To be able. To flip the switch.
To flip the switch.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And for that switch to go off, whenever we are born again, we are saved. We are born again.
Hallelujah.
The switch is flipped.
Hallelujah.
That switch is always on. If a person does not make a decision, the disobedient, on their way to a burning hell switch is on.
Yes. Oh my.
It's on.
My.
But praise be to God.
Hey, hallelujah.
We can turn the switch off.
Flip the switch. Hallelujah.
Flip that switch. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord is so gracious and so wonderful.
Yes, he is.
Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Hallelujah.
If anyone would open the door, you know, and that I would come in and sup with them and them with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody get that Revelation 3:20 for me real quick and read it out. The Lord is a gentleman.
Hey.
He waits for our permission. Amen. He could do whatever he wants to do, but he waits for our permission to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As an act of our will so that he can have permission. You got that? Okay.
It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him. And he with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So he waits. He's a gentleman. He doesn't just jump on it. We're not robots.
Hey.
We're not marionettes.
Hallelujah.
He's not moving us with a string. He's looking for an act of our will to activate our permission, and then he does what he's going to do. And this is what we get. Amber, if you can do, Minister, Author Amber, Ephesians 3:20.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
When we give him permission, this is what we get. Amen. Hallelujah. When we give him our permission, this is what we can walk into. This is just a little part of it. Hallelujah. You ready?
Now to him who by his action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams.
Amen. Is that amplified?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was good. That was good amplification. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he's just ready to give us so much every time we, as an act of our will, hallelujah, give him our authorization. We give him our authority to move in our lives. We give him that assent. We give him, we're in agreement with what he is saying, hallelujah. Then he'll move by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm going to close because this was just the introduction. And we're going to talk some more next week.
Hallelujah.
And what we're going to talk about is permission. Every time you have an act of your will, we're either, you, me, all of us, we're either giving permission to the Lord or we're giving permission to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gray area.
All right.
There's nothing gray in between. Either you're giving permission to the Lord or permission to the enemy. What we're going to talk about next week, too, is how you can give permission.
Right.
And be in agreement with what, either the enemy or with the Lord. What you do gives permission. Where you go gives permission. What you look at gives permission.
Yeah.
What you say gives permission.
Yeah.
What you eat is permission.
Yeah.
Even your laughter is permission.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And even the thoughts that you think,
yeah,
give permission.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. And then really how you can give permission and be in agreement with the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And that's what we want because we got a lot waiting for us, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine because our permission is powerful. Say that with me. My permission is powerful. Hallelujah. And those of you who are listening today and you may not know for sure that you are born again, that you are saved, that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Today's your day to give him permission.
Hallelujah.
To activate as an act of your will to give him permission in your life. He's standing at the door and knocking.
Hallelujah.
And saying, hey, I want to come in and I want to sup with you and you with me. And the great part about Jesus, when he comes in, he brings the food with him. He is the bread of life.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He brings the meat of the word
Hallelujah.
With him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He brings the fruit of the Spirit.
Fruit of the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God. Amen. And he is he's the bread. He's the wine. Amen. He's all that and more. And he's just saying, just, you know, open up the door. I got everything you need. Don't think you can't open up the door until you get yourself together. Because if you could get yourself together, you wouldn't need him.
So true. So true.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so he wants to give you exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. Amen. John 3:16 says, let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans 10:9 says, and say it with me if you know it, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And
hallelujah.
And here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we'll pray with you so that you can be born again if you're not sure about it. And also we ask everyone to pray this prayer with us, even though you just pray it once and you are saved. But what we're doing, we're a training church. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
And we want everyone to be ready. When someone comes up to you and says, what must I do to be saved? Or however they say it to you, you know, God's going to send somebody to you. It may be your cousin.
Yes.
It may be your sister, your brother. It may be, you know, somebody off the street. You look like a person of God. What? Tell me about this salvation stuff. What do I do to be saved? You will be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And since, you know, churches are beginning to open up, but, you know, a long time ago we would say something like, come to my church with me on Sunday and you can be saved. Which is not, you know, if they are open, they're limiting how many people who can get in.
That's right. That's right.
So we have to be ready to pray with them right then and there. And then the other thing is people are dying all over the place.
Yeah.
So Sunday they may not even make it to Sunday. So we need to be ready to pray the prayer of salvation with them.
Yeah.
Amen. So this is a simple prayer that you can pray. It doesn't have to be the exact words, but God will tell you how to pray with them. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life. Forgive me
of
all my sins.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your way
and help me to follow you.
And
now I know, according to the word, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. I've given the Lord my permission. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And right now, for those who have prayed that prayer for the first time, we thank you, Lord God, that April the 18th is their new spiritual birthday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Born again birthday. Hallelujah. On East St. Louis Christian Center Church 31st anniversary. And we just thank you, Lord God. Touch them right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and power. Power to do right, power to walk right, power to get to know you more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we thank you for sealing them.
Yes.
With hallelujah. Seal and preserve them with your Holy Spirit, and we bless your name for it, even right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, say 11 p.m., 11 a.m., not late at night, 11 a.m., same phone number, which is 516-418-5699. And you'll get to learn about the Word of God. We're a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And you can meet with us even on Monday with our Bible teaching, with Lunch with Lorraine, with Dr. Lorraine Navarro on Mondays from starting at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. You can grow in the Word of God. On Tuesdays, we pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray in tongues, and if you don't pray in tongues yet, you will. Hallelujah. Just join us and let God just touch you in the anointing that's flowing during that time. Hallelujah. That's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, in the name of Jesus. And
yes.
Then on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, if anything's going on in your body, we'll pray for you to be healed. Hallelujah. The second Wednesday of the month, the next time we'll do that will be on Wednesday, May the 12th, and that will be 8. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. That'll be on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll go back to Thursdays, every Thursday. So this Thursday coming up on the 22nd, we will have it's like a Christian talk show. And we share on there, and that you can be blessed by that as well. And it's called, the Get 'Em Radio Thursday Night Edition, on this Thursday, we'll be talking about pandemic lessons learned, and we'll be talking about caregiving during the pandemic. So if any of you want to share anything about that, about how the Lord has used you as a caregiver during the pandemic, please text me and let me know, and we'll, you know, invite you to be able to say something on this Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord. Before we go, we'll open up the lines. We still have some time. If you have a prayer request, you have some comments, you want to tell us happy anniversary, praise God, press your number one key, and we'll open up the lines for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Press your number one key. We want to hear from you. For those who just joined the line, we are celebrating the Get 'Em Radio 31st anniversary. And for those who will say, well, you didn't say nothing about this earlier, that's because I didn't think about it. Okay? And it wasn't today until Pastor Price said, oh, well, you've been in ministry for, what, 31 years? Myself. And I was like, really? So, hallelujah. So if you'd like to make a comment, just bless us for our 31st anniversary. Pastor Mom's been pastoring for 24 years.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Price has been in ministry for 41 years.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I see one number one key press. If you press your number one key, text me. I think everybody has my number. Text me and let me know, because I only see one number one key press. And thank you for that, Sister Joanne. Anyone else making any comments?
And that's the 323 number down at the end with it. It's something after Minister Joanne.
Okay. And the 323 number, your mama is saying, say something. I know I shouldn't have said
that's
it like
all right.
That.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We're looking for you to say something. Praise God. I'll just greet. Shout out to people on the line today, Sister Joanne, Minister Rachel and family, Sister Debbie, Pastor Mark, Sister Monica, Minister Mary, our sister, hallelujah, I'm going to say Pastor Don, praise God.
Did you press that key?
No, he didn't press on number one key yet. I'm still going to open the line, so get yourself ready. Sister Carrie, that's my nephew, y'all. I've talked to my nephew. And Pastor Catherine. Okay, she's pressed her number one key, but it's not showing up. So we'll do Sister Joanne, Pastor Catherine, and Pastor Don. Amen. Hallelujah. And anyone else, press your number one key or let me know. This number one key is just it's done. It needs to get permission for us to use it. Amen. Sister Joanne. Welcome, Sister Joanne.
Good afternoon, Apostle Kezi.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Happy anniversary to y'all and Mom and Minister Elaine, if I said it right.
That's Pastor Price.
Pastor Price. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. God bless you, Minister Joanne.
Okay.
Always good to hear from you.
Okay, I just wanted to, I went in, happy anniversary to y'all again, and many, 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 many more, okay?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I went in Friday to take my shot, and I was a little sore Friday, but I feel much better today, so I thank you, Jesus. For allowing me to go and take that shot and come out, you know, without any symptoms or nothing, you know?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for Sister Joanne and what you're doing on the inside of her. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for just keeping her, Lord God. We know all her body has gone through over the years. And, Lord God, we give you praise and glory, hallelujah, that you just continue to protect her.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Joanne. God bless
you. You're welcome. I love y'all.
Love you, too. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I... you know, the word that the Lord gave to me is those who take the vaccine and those who have not taken a vaccine yet, everyone still has to trust in him.
That's so true.
Amen. You got to trust him after you take the shot. You got to trust him before you take the shot.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Catherine, and thank you for texting me, Sister Debbie. I see you. You're next. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yeah, you sound like you're far away, but I can hear you.
Okay. I praise the Lord for, thank God for giving you guys a getting ready to say 100, but maybe that's prophetic. 31 years. 31 years. Happy 31st year anniversary. And I surely forgot because we always celebrate in April. And I just want to say to Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, and also to Pastor Helen, who is the founder, not only of East St. Louis Christian Center, but because she started that 31 years ago, she was very, her starting that was very instrumental in even starting Word of Faith, which is now Kazon Church, at that particular time, because I know my husband was encouraged even to see her start, and God placed it on his heart to start. And I'm sure it's not only our church, but I'm sure there are other churches that was very encouraged by her starting the East St. Louis Christian Center. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you all. Thank God so much, and thank you. Thank you all so much, Pastor Helen and Pastor Mom and Apostle, for 31 years. So God bless you, and may God continue to use you all for his glory. I'm sorry I missed the message this morning, but we're having some problems with my alarm this morning, and I'm out hunting for a battery, and I can't find it, but I pray that the next place I go, and so you can pray for me for that. The next place I get to will have a battery. Praise God.
Oh, a battery.
Yes, a battery.
A battery?
Yes.
Okay. You tried Batteries Plus?
That's where I'm going now.
Oh, okay.
I'm a part of you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank
God
you, and favor as you go to get the battery, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Love you all, too.
Amen. And while I'm thinking about it, thank you, Pastor Don. I see you. Amen. I meant to say this. I don't want the day to go by without me saying it. I want to thank Joy, our facilitator Joy.
Yes.
Who last year was on the 30th anniversary that was postponed and we never got together. But she was led to do something that was just wonderful.
Yes.
And that was she bought, by the Spirit of the Lord,
yes,
trophies for everybody in the church.
Yeah.
You know, and one for myself, one for Mom, everybody, the deacon, everybody. And they are so beautiful. They're just absolutely beautiful.
Debbie and David.
Yes. Yeah. Sister Debbie and your husband David, and I mean, all of these beautiful trophies that just really commemorate the day. And we just want to thank you for that.
Thank you,
John. Again. Amen. You know, amen. I know you did
it, so I did.
Yeah. She said the Lord told her to do it, so she did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you again, Joy. We're going to open it up for Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Pretty much. You can speak a little.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Yes. I just want to say happy anniversary to all of you all, Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Price, Minister Joy, and Arthur Amber, and all who are on the line, Pastor Mark. And I also want to, something I have to say is I remember back in 2016, I thank the Lord for you all letting Monica be able to have her high school graduation there. And I think that's the only one that had a high school graduation. And, yeah, so I just thank the Lord for that, for so much that East St. Louis Christian Center has done for us and keep doing. And I just had to share that. I wasn't going to let that go by.
Yes.
So thank you all again so much.
I put it together. Amen. What were you saying?
I just thank you all so much. I wasn't going to let that go by without saying something that we even though it was last minute, it was by the Spirit of the Lord. And you said
mm-hmm.
you felt anointed to have the anointing Passover, the bread and wine for Jesus. And it
Amen.
Was really awesome.
Amen.
And I just thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord for you all for that, for all that you
Amen.
Have done and are doing and going to do. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And we say happy anniversary to you as a member of Christian Center Church. Glory to God. And Joy just brought in
on yours. I thought you had Debbie. Did you have Debbie there? Okay. I wanted to read yours to you that you have a trophy over here, you and Davis, and it says, I believe it was from 2020, East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have David Gaither, 2020, East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 30th anniversary, and we have one for you too, Debbie, all right? So when
you
get a chance, come get it. Come get it. It's a cross and a Bible with prayer in hand.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank
you. So beautiful. So beautiful. Glory to God. Glory to
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And thank you. Thank you for mentioning that again. That was just one of the highlights of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church over the years. So thank you for sharing that with us again. Amen. God bless you. Best day. Love you. Amen. Pastor Don. Welcome. We're opening the line for you.
All right.
Hello.
All right. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
All right. First of all, I'd like to thank God that you all have made it 31 years, 41 years, and 24 years, and the longevity of spiritual growth and spiritualness that God has given my family, the women of my family, to be able to influence a man such as myself who's been through some trials and tribulations, but on the other side, God has used the women of my family and the men, but more importantly, the women, in my family to be that witness to me. And so I thank God for East St. Louis Christian Center. If I can take a moment, I remember there was a service, and me and my wife was being prophesied to at the service, East St. Louis Christian. I think it was in the very beginning. And it was prophesied that I would get 5 checks. And the 5 checks, I think it was either Pastor Helen or Pastor Mom spoke that over me. And my wife, say again?
It was Minister Spragg.
Huh?
It was another minister named Spragg.
Okay. It happened at East St. Louis Christian Center. And sure enough, that word that was spoken over us came to pass. And so I just wanted to say that I appreciate the word that's gone forth, has been an influence in my family's life and still is an influence. I listen to the message, and, you know, it's such a great message about permission, because you're right, Apostle, that, you know, we give permission with our actions. You know, we say we're sick and we speak that out of our mouths. We give that action permission, and God wants us to continue to speak and say we're healed. We're healthy. We're whole. We're a blessing.
Amen.
To be a blessing. And so
you're in my sermon next week.
So I appreciate East St. Louis Christian Center and Pastor Mom, Grandma, I love you. I'm going to call you all later so I can see them greens that y'all made. And I just appreciate, I'm Barbara. And I appreciate Aunt Catherine, my mom, my sisters for taking care of my grandmother and my dad. And, you know, and thank you, Mom, for putting me on the spot, because I don't like to say too much because I don't want to get emotional. But I love you all, and God bless you.
Amen.
And
Pastor,
love
you, Don.
Love you, too. And Pastor Don, thank you for those comments. I want to tell you that I also appreciate you, because you were my pastor when we turned the church over to you in Los Angeles, and you became the pastor of the church there. And for that season of time, you did a wonderful, awesome job. And I still know the hand of God is upon your life. Thank God for you and for my Shiro. Glory to God, Lady Veronica, and for my beautiful grandchildren, Christian and Seven. So I thank God for you, and thank you for coming on the program on this 31st anniversary today. God bless you all and send much love to you all.
Love you, Don. Pastor Don, Mama, say something. Pastor Mom.
Hi, Pastor Don. I'm glad to hear you today. Speak love today. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You heard
God,
that, Pastor?
God bless you all.
Okay. God love you. Minister Rachel and family, if anyone else has their number one key press, let me know that you do. Text me, because all I see is Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi. I wanted this. God told me to read these two scriptures in Luke 12, verse 37 and 38 to encourage everybody. And God bless you all. Facilitator Joy, Minister Amber, Pastor I. Helen, Godmom Apostle Kizzy, all the East St. Louis, because I was 12 years old when y'all started. Hallelujah. I was 12. Okay, I'm going to read it. God had me to read Luke 12. I was 12 years old when y'all started, so. Verse 37 and 38. I know y'all can read 39 or 40 in y'all own spare time, but he just told me just to read, because I asked him that he wanted me to read all the way to 40, but he only 37 and 38. Okay, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meet, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. So I thank God for how y'all continuously be steadfast in him and in his will, letting him have permission in your lives, in your minds, in your souls, with all your heart, minds, and souls. So God bless you all. And anyone whose name I forgot to say, God bless you all as y'all continue in him. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Rachel. That was a blessing. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and close out now.
I want to comment very quickly as we close on the sermon today, on the permission sermon. It's not long, Mom, because I know Mom's ready, and we're ready to close up.
Yeah.
Apostle, the message that you had on permission is so very special to me, and it is a dynamic message that is a great reminder. I want to read very quickly. I love to go on Bible Gateway, and they have all the translations. If you take one verse, they'll give all the translations.
Yes.
And I love that when they do that. On here, the one that in the CEV, the Matthew 16:19, the CEV Bible says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything that you don't allow. And then what I love in that same verse, Matthew 16:19, in the Message Bible, it says, and that's not all. You have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. And why that is so important, when Mom was going through a particular time yesterday morning, and it was very difficult, and she was in pain yesterday. And I remember just saying, I said, you're not allowed on my mom. You're not allowed on her. You're not allowed. Pain, you're not allowed. And then where I'm concerned, where there are pains when they come to my body, I say, not allowed, not allowed, not allowed, not allowed.
Yeah.
And then I'll
no
simply,
permission.
No permission. And so this message is important to me, and I believe it's important to the body of Christ. And then I will say no. I just simply say no. I tell the girls, when, especially during the time when many women go through their certain times of the month, and I mean sometimes those pains in different parts of their body can be very severe to some people. And I said, say not allowed. Say no. I'm not giving you permission to be on me. Say no.
Yes.
Say no.
Amen.
And I tell you, it might try to resist you, but it got to go.
Huh. No permission.
No permission. So I just wanted to make my comments on yours. And I believe that I've been doing that, saying it for years. I haven't had too many people that have been preaching about no permission or saying no to it. Because some people say, can we bind the devil? The word says, that same scripture, Matthew 16:19, says, whatever, we give you the keys to the kingdom, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And when they went into the translation, they found out that word bind means whatever you don't allow,
mm-hmm.
whatever you say no to. That other scripture that says, whatever, when you loose it, whatever you say yes to. So I say yes to,
mm-hmm.
yes to whatever you have for me, Lord Jesus, what you paid the price. That's it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's
Hallelujah.
Good. That's
Hallelujah.
Good. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What a good 31st anniversary.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Lord, we give you permission in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give you permission in this church. We give
yes,
you
Father
permission
God.
To have your way,
have
moved
your
by
way.
Your spirit, Lord God.
Yes, Lord
we
God.
We give you permission, hallelujah, in our families. We give
yes,
you
Lord.
Permission.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Give you the right. We give you the authority. Hallelujah. We're in agreement with you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Mom, you have any closing comments you want to make?
Yeah, it was good preaching today, good word today. That was very good word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I thank the Lord for this
anniversary.
That's just been a good place to be.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I surely enjoyed everybody today. It's been a blessing. God, when he does something, he gets the maximum glory out of it.
Hallelujah.
Y'all came for one thing, and he blessed in so many different ways. And I just want to say also that these young ladies here did some serious cooking last night. And it smelled like collard greens,
and candy.
Cornbread over here,
turkey wings,
glory to God, hallelujah, the Lord has blessed us up in here, amen. So Pastor Mom, are you closing us out in prayer?
Yes, Lord, thank us for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Day. Being there today.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.